Achieving financial independence is kind of like baking a cake. You need a whole bunch of ingredients in certain proportions baked together for a certain period of time. Depending on what you want, there are a few recipes you can follow. Here to tell us more is Gordon Stein, author of a new book called The Cash Flow Cookbook. He joins us now from Ottawa. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. How are you doing?
Cooking is a great metaphor for money, and I say that in part because I included my Aunt Marg's butter tart recipe in one of my books. Do you cook? Do you bake?
You know what? I'm not noted for my cooking or my baking, but the nature of the book kind of just fit a cookbook, and so that was where the theming came from.
You aren't a financial advisor, pros and cons to that, but your big aha on money came after you were laid off. Tell us about what that big insight was.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed in some outplacement time that people were really fussed about money, and I was surprised how little runway people have. So people were kind of a payment or two away from, I don't want to call it disaster, but, you know, car payments and nanny payments and housing extensions and so on. So I really realized that got me thinking about Canadians need a lot of help with their money.
And you have a whole bunch of tips here. I'm going to go through some of them. And if you could tell me what exactly it is that you mean. Self-storage sashimi.
Yes. So what's interesting with self-storage is when you drive down any highway and you see this proliferation of new self-storage buildings, it makes you realize there's a fantastic business in that. And when you start to look at what people are storing, often they've had a divorce or they've had to move or they've relocated. And, some of these storage lockers are $200 a month, $400, $600 a month. And if you look at the value of what you could actually get for what's in there, and people will pay these for years at a time. So taking a look at, hey, could we downsize those storage lockers? Could we do away with the storage lockers? Do we actually need what's in there? Does it carry any value?
Are you telling me I have to get rid of my shrimp, my Smurf collection?
Well, you know what? Sometimes people have, kids' furniture, and they've moved out several years later. They've got furniture from old apartments. They've got things that don't work in their new home. They're probably not going to work in the home after that.
Traffic ticket, tikka masala. What's that one?
Well, it's interesting. If you take a look at traffic tickets, and there's firms who can help you with traffic tickets. But what I realize is if you go down there yourself and represent yourself, you're probably in and out of there in about 20 minutes. And they pretty much always will take that ticket down. So people don't take the time to fight them. But if you're getting a lot of them, it would make a whole lot of sense.
Car repair ragu. This was my big learning from your book. A blow dryer can get a dent out of a car?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you take a look at particularly minivans and those big plastic bumpers, oftentimes they've got a big dent pushed into it. And I think I found this one originally on YouTube, and lo and behold, we had such a dent in our minivan. We'll leave off how it came to be.
And it wasn't your fault.
No, I won't go there. I'm not going to whose fault it was. Anyway, you heat it up with a blow dryer and then just give it a shove from the inside, cool it down with an ice pack, and that ding is gone, versus probably $1,500 to $2,000 to take it into a repair shop.
Haircut mousse. You talk about going to a training school or buying your own clippers. That tip is clearly not meant for me. I am very hair involved. It is very important to me that I have a professional quaffing my lid regularly. But for other people who don't care so much, you think they could save some money?
Yeah, I think there's something there. We talked in the book about shaving as well and switching to the old school razor blades. And that could be about $25 a month. And if you look at something that can save $25 a month and you take a look at what's that worth out over time.
Provided you don't slit your throat and have to pay the cost of, being off work for 3 months.
Don't worry about that part.
Okay, I'll ignore that.
Single edge safety razors, not the Barber of Seville kind.
How many of these recipes do you yourself actually use?
Mm-hmm. I would say at least half of the ones that are in the book are ones that I realized there was a do better later on. And then when I take a look at friends and colleagues to see which of them are using these things, and I say, hey, what about this? Like, oh, my God, I never thought about that. But what was remarkable for me is in the book, we talk about a hearty serving and a light serving, hearty being, married, kids, cell phones, all that kind of thing. And what's remarkable is applying everything in the book and cash flow cookbook and seeing the savings over 10 years, an incredible $2 million of incremental net worth.
It's a pretty significant sum. Now, how do you factor in convenience and joie de vivre?
Absolutely. So the whole idea of Cashflow Cookbook was, hey, what are the things that are easy things to fix, things that you can, you know, knock off in a half an hour or an hour, make a quick switch on something, not giving up the glass of Chardonnay, not giving up, you know, dinners out, not changing your lifestyle, and how much could those accumulate to? So everything that's in the book, it's all about making those simple changes and typically about building habits and really having an eye on your net worth as opposed to trying to keep to a budget. I think you're far better to track the net worth.
Would you say you're a frugal person in your behavior today, if not temperament?
Yeah, I would say not at all, because I think you know, life should be enjoyed, and I don't think you should be cutting corners on things. But if there's a way to trim down my gas bill, my electricity bill, or things like that, I'm all for it to free up, you know, some incremental funds for sporting and recreation and all the great things that there are to do.
How do you think about points programs? I saw you reference them in your book.
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, with points programs, when people talk about credit cards, and when you read the financial bloggers, all kinds of fussing over which is the best, you know, points credit card. But first off, I think people have to take a look at how much they spend. So if you have a card that pays about 1.5% in rewards, and the annual fee is $150, you need to be spending $10,000 a year to get ahead. And if you carry a balance, you'll never see any of those points. So I think one of the things we talked about in one of the blog posts on Cashflow Cookbook is an idea to put all of your reward cards, particularly iPhones do this really well, into your Apple Wallet. Then you always have the card with you instead of fumbling with a big wallet full of cards. So that was one idea I think makes a big difference.
If you were to recommend one or two recipes here, which would they be? And you could give me two categories. One would be like a main meal recipe, and another could be like a, I don't know, a fun kind of Friday night recipe.
Yeah. Oh, you're putting me on the spot. There's a lot of recipes in Cashflow Cookbook.
There are a lot of recipes.
You know, I would say a great one, and where the whole book started, is this whole idea of car washes. And this is, you know, what got me going, as a friend pointed out, this car wash receipt in my car. And so he used the SO rewards points thing with the speed pass. I'll give him a free plug. Anyway, when you do this, you sign up. It takes 10 minutes to sign up. And I've not bought a car wash in the last 3 years. So that's about, for me, a couple car washes a month. That's $25 a month. So that adds up to some pretty significant savings.
You know how I save money? You know how I save money on car washes?
Oh.
I don't get them. I never get them. I drive a silver car and I never, ever wash it.
Well, get the speed.
That's what it rains for. Okay, you had a second one. I interrupted you. What was your second one?
Yeah, no. Wow, what's another one? What's one that's pretty interesting? The clothing one was really interesting. One of the things I found out in the research is that on average, we wear 20% of the clothing that we buy. Because we buy on impulse, we see something on sale, it's not quite the right size, it doesn't quite fit right, but oh my heavens, it's this designer brand, and look how cheap it is. And so it comes home and ends up in the closet, and then it heads out to the yard sale in the spring at about 5 cents on the dollar. So one of the things I really learned from it in setting it up myself, and people spend about 6% of their annual income on clothing. So that can be of the order of $5,000 or $10,000, but only wearing 20% of that and then getting 5 cents back on the dollar. So having an eye on clothing, hey, what pieces do you need? And then really shopping effectively for it.
Right. I don't think I'd put it in the yard sale. I think I'd put it in my self-storage locker for $400 a month.
Then it all adds up. So it's all about watching for these do-betters. And then on Cashflow Cookbook, I have blog posts that come out every week with new ideas to think about, some of them one-time savings and ongoing.
Happy cooking, Gordon. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Appreciate it very much.
Gordon Stein is the author of the Cashflow Cookbook. He joined us from Ottawa.